Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein is saying he's appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zayd said the bombing of civilians by the Syrian government and their allies likely constitutes a war crime. In Washington, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest expressed U.S. concern.
It's a deeply tragic situation, and these atrocities have to come to an end. We're working diligently through a variety of diplomatic channels to bring about that end state.
Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, but Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Officials from Turkey, Russia, and Iran are planning to meet in Moscow December 27th to seek a solution to the Syrian civil war. That meeting announced Wednesday by Turkey. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Janet Yellen leads the Fed.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well, with the job market strengthening further and inflation rising to 2% over the next couple of years.
A quarter of a percentage point increase is still a low increase by historic standards. It was the first such rate increase this year. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile defense systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. This is VOA News. Donald Trump met Wednesday with leaders of some Silicon Valley companies trying to mend fences with corporate leaders who mostly supported Trump's opponent in the presidential election. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence spoke with the chief executives of tech companies such as Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Intel. Trump struck a conciliatory tone at the meeting.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce, so right now everybody in Israel has to like me at least a little bit.
Trump was referring to the increase or bounce in stock prices that followed his election last month. Four Democratic congressmen are calling for U.S. President-elect Trump to divest any stake he holds in the new Trump International Hotel located here in Washington before he takes office in January. They cite a clause in the lease that forbids any elected official from profiting from the hotel, but the General Services Administration, the government agency that owns the property and leases it to Trump, denies that the lease requires the divestiture. Nearly 6% of pregnant American women infected with a Zika virus delivered babies with a birth defect, according to research released Wednesday. The rate was nearly twice as high for women infected early in their pregnancy. The results came from research by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local health departments. President Salva Kiir has asked the South Sudanese people to forgive him for past mistakes. The president made the apology Wednesday during an end-of-year speech to the National Legislative Assembly. He also ordered government forces to observe a ceasefire and create a conducive environment for communities to reconcile. The panel that rules on election disputes in Somalia has thrown out the results of 11 seats in recent parliamentary elections. The Independent Electoral Disputes Resolution Mechanism invalidated the results because of numerous irregularities, including gunfire at a polling place. The decision is likely to further complicate Somalia's attempt to hold a presidential election by the end of the year. Critics of the panel say there were high-profile cases of election fraud that were ignored, including alleged direct interference in the vote by the office of the president. Two-thirds of health facilities in Nigeria's Borno state, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, have either been destroyed or ceased to function. That was the conclusion of a new report issued Wednesday by the World Health Organization. It says at least 35% of medical facilities in the state are completely destroyed. It says of the surviving facilities, 31% are not functioning. Other health centers are damaged and have no access to uncontaminated water. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.